If you've lived any extent of time, there's probably been a moment or two where you said, it's time to move on. It's time to change things up from here to there. Maybe not everything in your life, but just turning points, if you will. Sometimes it's a relationship. Sometimes it's a home, a city where one lives. But moving on in itself can be a very stressful thing. It can be a very frightening thing. It can be traumatic sometimes. It can also be very positive and rewarding and fulfilling. It all kind of depends what, where, why, how this turning point is taking place. But nonetheless, when we make those decisions to say, okay, we're changing the script here, we're doing something different, we want to follow through with that. We're ready to do it. We're making that choice, and we want to get from point A to point B. What happens when you're on that journey from point A to point B and something else interjects? Something else, not being a person, not being the place, maybe a thing, but a thing that really can't be identified. Something paranormal, something supernatural, something that, if you talk about it with many people, they're going to think you're kind of, yeah, but you know all too well, whatever is trying to hinder that is all too real. On today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, we hear several stories of people at turning points in their lives, trying to move on, trying to go from point A to point B for the better. But in those turning points, there's a little more than a bump in the road. It's something from the other side tries to move in and on to their lives. Why did a dark energy follow a woman around as she tried to move on with her life? Did a horrible murder occur in a home prior to a young couple moving in as they tried to start out their new lives together? And if you're an angry, bitter narcissist in life, do those wonderful qualities follow you into death? And then invade as a woman tries to get her life back together in her new lake house. Those stories and more today on EPP bonus episode number 363 of Real Ghost Stories Online. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. Sometimes hauntings don't necessarily need to be big and bold and crazy and movie worthy to be very traumatic and very, very troubling. Things that will linger with you even well beyond the days of the occurrences happening. Sometimes it's subtle. Sometimes it just starts in a dream. Sometimes outside of those dreams, you start to experience things you can't explain. You start to see things you can't explain. And sometimes hear them as well. It starts to take a physical toll on you and your mental health if these things never get resolved, if they just continue to linger and go on and on and on with seemingly no closure. Our next story is one like that. It's one you can't help but feel very bad for the person experiencing it, because they're looking for an answer. They're looking for a way to make this thing stop. With everything they've attempted, they're not finding an answer yet. Take a listen. I've always had a connection to the supernatural, an extra sense, if you will. I've never really had any weird experiences other than seeing orbs and flashing lights until after my maternal grandmother died in 2019. After that, I divorced my husband and moved into my first apartment on my own. It was new and in a nice area, so I wasn't concerned about living as a single mom. My anxiety and depression were rather high during this period, and I honestly feel that a demon was trying to take possession of me. I've talked to several people about this, but they all tell me I must have been sleeping. It did start with dreams, or sleep paralysis, or whatever you want to call it. At first, the shadows in my wall would start moving just as I would be trying to fall asleep. I would go into a panic. Then the shadows began to touch me, poke me. Their touch was electric, making my whole body tense and all my muscles spasm. After a month of this happening, 3 to 4 times a week, I started seeing and feeling things while I was awake, too. I'd see a small creature crawling on top of my cabinets out of the corner of my eye, or feeling like someone was watching me, to the point of not moving. There were times when I would fall asleep on my living room couch because I was too scared to walk past the kitchen to my bedroom, knowing something or someone was there. I would have random bruises appear on my body, especially on my chest and back. Then the dreams got worse, and my stress and anxiety also got worse. I began to feel like the shadows were trying to possess me, and at points, my body would move in ways and I know I didn't tell it to. Things began to get better in April of 2020, and the feeling died down. But when I moved to a different house, this time not by myself, in June of 2020, they started again. Now, I probably only have an episode every 2 or 3 months, but it gets significantly worse every time, and I'm quite honestly scared. I'll skip to the most recent episode to shorten the story, but know that others have happened in between of various degrees of seriousness. My paternal grandmother passed away in March of 2020. She had a very strong connection to the energy of the world. Just a couple of weeks ago, I started feeling very depressed for no reason, even wanting to end my life. This is not me. This has never been something I want to do. I'm a very goal-driven person, and so giving up just isn't in my vocabulary, so these thoughts were very concerning to me. Recently, as I was trying to fall asleep, I began to feel the touch of the shadows again. They wrapped around my legs, and I could feel hot breath on my neck. Frozen in fear, trembling and shaking, I closed my eyes tight. Whatever was behind me whispered, "I'm coming for you, and I will get you." I was scared. I did everything I could to open my eyes. Sometimes if I opened my eyes, it helped snap me out of the episode. This time I saw a woman, an older woman, with stringy blonde hair and dark eyes. Her mouth was open like she was trying to tell me something, but I couldn't hear it. She came closer, and I could tell it was my paternal grandmother. As soon as I realized it was her, I felt the shadowy presence go away. I came home from work yesterday, and I suddenly start getting a migraine. It moved to my temples, to my jaw, then started going around to the back of my head. It was so bad I couldn't eat and could barely move. I decided to take a shower in the dark to try to calm the pain. My husband helps me in, but then leaves to watch her daughter. I sit in the tub, let the water run over me with my eyes closed until the pain subsides. When I lean back to lay down, I open my eyes and saw black spots. They moved when I moved my eyes, so I knew they were just my eyes adjusting. Below them at the top of the tub, shadows started forming. They would appear from behind me and then rush forward towards the drain to disappear, only to reappear shortly and then to repeat. It seemed to follow the rhythm of my breathing, so I held my breath. The shadows suddenly formed a more solid shape, something more humanoid and less fluid. They came together directly opposing me, lying down on the opposite end of the tub. I sat up suddenly, and it whooshed behind me. I could feel it there. That's where we're going to pause the preview portion of EPP bonus episode number 363 of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you'd like to hear the rest of our stories about a horrible murder that possibly occurred in a home prior to a young couple moving in and them feeling it, seeing it, having visions of it. Also, if you're an angry, bitter narcissist in life, do those wonderful qualities follow you into death? Become an extra podcast person. We call them EPPs. You sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. $5 a month gets you access to all 363 bonus episodes in their entirety. You also get access to our archive of episodes, all of it commercial free. That's literally thousands of episodes of our show. Thousands, yes. It's the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories ever created in one place. And you can listen to all of them commercial-free. You also get advanced episodes of our show months before the release to the public. Again, all ad-free. Our ebook, our audiobook, all of it's there for you when you sign up to support us. Only $5 a month is what we ask, and you get all of it. You can even do a yearly membership if you want, and you'll get 1 month free. Check it out. Please help us stay on the air. You do that at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.